Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Yes, we're back. It's June 11th, and the country's opening up. The stock market is worried about the country opening up because cases are escalating. And so Kim's going to bring you up to date about what's going on around here. Kim?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You know, about 2 hours ago, a nice man wrote to me, and all he said was, "When are you doing a podcast about when the gyms open up?" Didn't even ask me what was going on. Just wanted to know when the podcast was. So I told him it's today at 3 o'clock.
I'd say we're making progress.
Yeah. So I guess my statement for that nice man is, that's it. That's all I'm telling you. I'm not telling you anything else about the gyms. Oh, no, I'm just kidding around. What the heck? Got to have fun while we do this job. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, let me do explain. As we relax and start to open things up, it takes a little time. You're going to have to be patient. We can't just overnight open something up. We have to first get a guideline. We have to get instructions. And then we have to have staff review them. And then we have to implement it. And that means bring staff on, work out the process, what are our restrictions. And then we can do some stuff. But there is some misunderstanding about what's going on, and I'll get to that in the gyms in a minute. Since so many of you wrote to me about gyms, I don't want you to turn off my podcast early, so I'm going to mention a few items first, just so you stick around, hang out with Kim's radio show. Okay, July 29th, we are going to have an open board meeting, but you can't come to it. How about that? It will be a virtual one. It's going to be live streaming on YouTube, Gus. Is it YouTube? YouTube. It's going to be a live streaming with YouTube because of the mighty Gus here. Because we got to get some stuff approved. There's things that we can't approve unless we're in an open meeting. But what is allowed legally is for us to do it over YouTube with residents having the ability to call in. Now, at a regular board meeting, if you all remember, when you walk through the door, if you wanted to speak at the board meeting, you'd fill out a card. And then with that card, we'd call you to the podium to speak. Well, you can't be there, but you will still be able to fill out a card. It'll be online. And the link for it will be on this podcast email. So when you go, you have to fill out that card and get it back to staff. No, you may not do it by coming into the office. Office is closed. So this has to be filled out online. The deadline for filling out the card is the 26th of July, the Friday before the meeting at 4 p.m. So if you want to speak at the meeting, be sure you fill out a card, and then we will make arrangements for you to call in. And that way we have our meeting, you get to call in, you get to speak about whatever it is on the agenda. You'll still get to speak for the same amount of time, either 1 minute or 3 minutes, and that way we get our work done, get some approvals done. Okay, now, I had a resident write me this, because there's lots of opinions on how to open or how we're implementing and how we interpret all these guidelines. Ladies and gentlemen, there's lots of interpretations here. The board's doing the best we can. We do involve lawyers in order to try to make sure we're doing it correctly, but there's differences of opinion. I get that. I will tell you, some of you are most focused. When you write me about 8-10 times, and I keep giving you the same answer, you know, I don't know. You're not going to wear me down. I mean, you can try, but it's not going to happen. So, but the board, you know, the board will ultimately make the decision here. A nice resident wrote to me and said simply, "When is Sun City Shadow Hills opening? You and the board are responsible for following the guidelines, which in the case of pools, dog parks, restaurants, you have not been doing. It is not your responsibility to keep us safe. We are old enough to make our own decisions." Now, I understand the viewpoint, but ladies and gentlemen, you want to know the law? We actually are responsible for keeping you safe. We have a legal obligation to make sure that we are implementing the law correctly. And if we make a mistake, it is possible for somebody to sue us. So we're trying to be careful, and that's why lawyers are involved. But just to take away the idea that you all are responsible, you are responsible. We're asking you to be responsible. But we also have other issues involved. Now, let's talk about some items. Okay, spas. Spas will not be opening. That's not coming up anytime soon, so take it off the table for now. Swimming. Swimming is one of those items that is so confusing between state and county. It's hard. It's very hard. But for the moment, I'm told there's still lanes available in the indoor pool if you want to swim. What I'm getting a lot of requests for is for people to be able to have multiple people in the pool, float around, talk to each other, and open up the pools for more than one person. I totally get that viewpoint. Here's what the board has decided as a priority at the moment. Now, this might not last very long as this gets opened up with more guidelines. Since there's lanes available in the indoor pool for people to swim, there are people who live here who are extremely high risk. They write to me about that. So much so, they're afraid of catching this virus and dying. It's that simple when they write to me. So the board has said at the moment that the priority for the outdoor pool is to try to allow some space for these high-risk people to swim. That priority for us is greater than your ability to sit on the deck to sunbathe or to float around in the pool with multiple people. And there's no right or wrong here. This is just a decision for the board at the moment. So the board's opinion is we're trying to make space available for these people to swim, because if there was other people in the pool, they would not swim. So that's where we're at swimming. I'm sure this will change soon enough. So give us a little time. Now, dog parks. Dog parks, folks, I got to tell you, I'm not sure how much more I can tell you. The state order is this simple. Dogs must stay 6 feet apart. That's it. Dogs have to stay 6 feet apart. I have no other authoritative order to override that. So until the state says dogs don't have to be 6 feet apart, I don't know how you open a dog park. It's unsafe. According to the state, we can't do it. So the dog parks remain closed until that state order is changed. Now let's talk about shadows. This is one where everyone's correct. Restaurants are opening up. The guidelines are clear on what we have to do. The first delay for us, not a big delay, is that shadows was just a little while ago, we had some equipment breakdown. We needed that equipment in order to open up that restaurant. That's been installed. The other thing is the committee and the board wanted to kind of wait a little bit, just see how the restaurant thing was going, just to make sure everything's okay. The Food and Beverage Committee is meeting next week. So by the end of next week, we should have information on shadows opening, how and when. I will tell you, I think it will be, my estimate is on, it'll be a limited opening, namely like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But if there's demand, we can change that. We can move up. But the initial thing is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and let's see what happens. It will be by reservation only. You will not be able to walk in. You will not be able to move tables, maximum of four people at a table. These are the guidelines being put forward. So those nice parties, unfortunately, I hate being the bearer of bad news, those wonderful parties of those groups on Friday, Saturday night of 8, 10, 12, we're not allowed to do that. So it'll be groups of four. You'll have to stay apart. You wear a mask when you get in. You can take it off while you eat, put it back on. Can't change tables, none of that kind of stuff. So anyway, the shadows, it's coming. Give it a little time, another week. Into next week, we'll have information about shadows. Now, the gym. Everybody's been talking to me about the gym because the gym can open tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I've had emails. What time's the gym open? And the answer is it's not opening yet. What's happened is two pieces of information came out from the state here a while back. The first one came out on June 5, and it came out from the state of California, from Cal OSHA. And its recommended effective date was June 12th. And here's what it says. All guidance should be implemented only with county health officer approval. This is a recommended guideline based upon if the county health department says we can open. We have to wait for that instruction. Then we can go back to the guideline from Cal OSHA to see how we implement what they have to say based upon the county order. Now, the other piece of information that came out was, one, Gavin Newsom gave a press conference talking about gyms opening on the 12th. Doesn't help us. We have to have the instructions on how we can open. I talked about that before. A Channel 3 News came out. Gyms can open. Doesn't help us. They have no authority whatsoever. So then the Riverside County Health Department, Riverside County, I should say, did release this on June 10th, yesterday, for which people said gyms and fitness centers may open. Well, they're right. They may. But we have to have the county guideline and instructions on what to do. And that's what we're waiting for. Lawyers are watching it. We're watching it. We're just trying to find out what to do here. Now, the interesting part was I had a resident contact me, and I wrote back, and I gave him all the information about all these documents that this person had and said the part we're missing is the county instruction. Well, this nice resident did some homework for me and basically called up the county health department office, and she got back to me and said this. This happened yesterday afternoon. So I can't give last names, but I'll say thank you, Christy. You saved me some more effort. I just called the Riverside County Health Office, and they confirmed new guidelines will be out next week. They haven't written them yet. We don't have them yet. Without those guidelines, we can't open a gym. Until we get the guidelines, we can't even plan on how to open that gym. What are they going to make us do? How many people? Do we have reservations? I assure you, you will not be able to just walk in that gym whenever you want. It's going to have to, I think it's going to be by some occupancy reservation system where you'll have so much time. I'm not sure. But we don't, these questions have to be answered. So I know you got these documents. A lot of you are sending and you've heard these things. Until we get the county orders on how to do it, we can't do it. So we're going to have to just hang in there a tiny bit on that gym, the gym opening. Now, I have been asked about this. A lot of people have asked and said, where's the rest of the board? Why am I the only guy talking on a podcast? Well, that's because I'm the only one that likes doing it. No, I'm just kidding. You know, they all probably want to do it. Here's how the process works for the board. The board, when we go to elect officers, we're electing people to do certain tasks. And the president's task under our rules of order is to preside over meetings and to speak for the board. That's my job. So if you write to the board, and you write to five people or to the HOA board, my job's to respond. Now, technically, what I'm supposed to be doing is responding based upon the majority opinion of the board. That's my job. Now, all the decisions aren't unanimous, and I'm not going to tell you, you know, who voted how. It doesn't matter how people vote. You know what matters? What is the majority opinion? That opinion carries the day, and that's what I come here to explain. So then my next job is to try to deliver all the facts, all the information possible so that we have an understanding, and then if I miss you, you know, you write to me and I'll respond. Now, if you do want the other board members' opinion, just write to them. It's okay. You can write to them and say, Bruce, what do you think about this? Fira, what do you think about this? Johnny, Linda, what do you think about this? You can do that. But if you write to the board, you'll only get one response. That's my job. Now, part of it is, during these last couple of months, I will tell you, I've written a lot of emails. And I get a lot of emails. I mean, it's some days it's overwhelming. You know, I get, into the day, you know, I drink margaritas. And somebody, I was on the phone, and somebody says, well, how's it going? I said, I'm on my second margarita. And the person says, geez, how can you drink margaritas and still write emails and be coherent? And I said, in the words of the great Winston Churchill, I practice. So the point is, I've got diverted. The point here is it would be time inefficient if every single board member is to respond to every single email, don't you think? They have their jobs to do too. I try to copy them as much as I can, but understand you are welcome to ask for their opinion. It's okay. Now, I did also have some residents ask me about, since I bring up the fact that we involve attorneys in this process, what are we spending on this? And I go, well, basically a lot. Now, they wanted to know, this resident wanted to know how much we spent on attorneys for the COVID project and how much am I separately having attorneys work. How much was that costing? So let me explain the process with lawyers too. A lot of people might not realize. I didn't realize till I got here. The board does not call the attorney at all. The only person that's allowed to call the attorney is the president. That's it. And unless the president gives permission for a, you know, committee member or a board member, which happens, they're not to call. What the board does is they put their questions together and give them to me for the lawyer so that we're efficient about just doing it one-on-one. Imagine if five board members are all calling the lawyer five different times and they charge by the hour. Our bill gets expensive. Our attorney bill is estimated for this year at $110,000. Now, given the COVID thing, it could be higher. Now, the resident who asked about how much it would cost, my first reaction was, doing it from memory, was, well, that's going to take research. And we charge residents for the research. So I let them know. I said it's going to be a $300 deposit, and then they'll go to work to break out the bills, you know, but this could cost a couple hundred dollars. And then I contacted the attorney about, hey, we might possibly have to break this out. How fast can you do it? And I learned that under the state code, we can't charge more than $10 an hour to do the research. Nobody makes $10 an hour. Everybody costs more than $10 an hour. People in the attorney's office to research this, they cost $100 and up. So anyway, I told the resident I would not authorize it. They'd have to go to board to get approval to break out these bills. The HOA is not required under the state code to deliver that information. We're required to deliver certain things, and we do that. Our monthly financials will tell you a line item for legal, but we're not required to break it out. You can see it could be expensive. Now, the reason I'm not authorizing it for the people who have asked, I feel if I authorize that to you, we should authorize it for everybody who asks about breaking out bills, and that could be expensive, very expensive. So that information is not going to happen. Now, as far as the actual bills, that's privileged information. No resident may have that at all, ever. That's the same as closed session information, could involve litigation. So there's the how the board works with the presidents and the lawyers. Now, what it also means is this. Residents, you can't call the lawyer either. And if you call the lawyer, you're going to get this. You have to call the president. And that's all they're going to tell you. Recently, a resident did call and left a message, and they sent me the message, and then I called and left a message to call back. But they will not speak with you. So it's imagine if 1,000 residents called the lawyer. Our bill would be $500,000. That'd be something. Okay, let's keep on. Oh, libraries. Libraries cannot open. Here's how specific that gets. In the latest release from the county, among the businesses that are not allowed at this stage includes libraries and weddings. If you're out, you want to get married, you're out of luck. You got to wait. Some people might say that's a blessing. It depends on who you're marrying. But in the meantime, no libraries. They're shut down. So that brings up the thing about libraries. So, gyms, you got to give us a little time. We are waiting for the county order. The attorneys are reviewing it even this afternoon. We're trying to find out what they think, but at the soonest, it'll be next week. I assure you, as soon as we know, the board will be meeting to decide how and when we open anything that comes through. So, ladies and gentlemen, I know it's coming. be patient. We're trying. But as fast as we get that information, we will get it to you. Now, when you write to me to say, oh, what about this? I will write back and say, what authoritative document are you reading? And I want it. You know, we're looking, but you might find it before me. You go look for some of these documents. Let me tell you, they're hard to find on these websites. So if you get something, some legal document, whether it's a press release, whether it's the state, whether it's county, send me a copy of the document that we ship out to attorneys and board in order to review. And once we get an idea of what we can and can't do, we then will meet in order to try to plan the opening. Once we get the clearance on what can be done and how, that's when we meet with staff, they plan it, and then we'll open. I hate being the bearer of bad news. Please do not think in your wildest dreams we can open this in 1 or 2 days. It takes some time. It'll take a week to plan it and just make sure we're safe and okay about it. So a little patience. It's going to take a little time. I'm telling my neighbor now. He asks me every day, Isaac, when's the gym opening? I think his friends all think, because he's my neighbor, that he gets inside information. To Isaac and all of Isaac's friends, when's the gym opening? I still don't know. There's the answer, pure and simple. It's always a pleasure. If you have something to write to me, please do so until probably next week when I get some new information. See you soon.
Thanks, Kib. And that reminds me, I am doing research for a magazine article on why people move. I know people have moved here from Sun City Palm Desert and Heritage Palms and PGA West and Trilogy. I also know that people are leaving here to go to those other places, and certainly the new Pulte over in Rancho Mirage. I would like to hear from you. I would like to hear for your reasons for doing what you're doing. Just send an email in to the podcast at Sun City Shadow Hills address, and I will get back in touch with you. And so until then, we'll see you in Margaritaville. Bye-bye.